里弟兄姊妹下午好。
And today I'll make an attempt to preach in Mandarin.
今天下午呢，我希望能够尝试用普通话跟大家来分享神的信息。
If you have difficulty to listen to Mandarin,
如果你不太会听我的普通话的话
，then I'll change back to English.
我就会改成英文。
One brother came to me quite a few Sundays ago.
有一位弟兄呢，几个礼拜之前来到我面前。
He said, "Well, we have quite a majority Chinese speaking Mandarin speaking here."
他就跟我分享到我们这里呢，蛮多的人是说普通话的。
Would you like, because we have many speakers who always did it in English, can you do it in Chinese, in Mandarin?
他说因为我们很多讲员呢都是用英语的，你介不介意尝试用普通话来跟我们分享信息呢？
I was a little bit hesitating, but I thought for a while. I said, yeah, this week actually I just decided, yes, I will try.
但是呢，我犹豫了一下下，最后这个礼拜终于决定了，还是试一下用普通话分享。
Though I knew my Chinese is better than my English.
但是呢，我的中文不比我英文好。
中文比英文好哦。
中文比英文好。Yeah.
Well, I want to say my warmest greeting to all of you.
我首先呢，希望用我罗马书里面的问候语跟大家问安。
Not really Roman, sorry. For those who continue your homeschool journey.
如果大家在家是家教的话。
I pray God continue to give you grace and your strength and your wisdom to do the very work that God has entrusted you.
我的祷告就是神赐给你智慧能力，去能够继续完成神所交托你的工作。
Lately, we have quite a few challenges coming out regarding homeschooling.
最近呢，我们家庭遇到有一些在家教方面的那个挑战。
A lot of challenges that put forth before myself and my wife Amy.
就是我跟师母都要面对的一些的挑战。
So it keeps us trouble for a while, but we keep praying, ask God to give us wisdom to know how to respond to our circumstances.
让我们担心了一下一阵子以后呢，我们就祷告神，求神赐给我们智慧，知道怎么样去面对这样子的挑战。
God has different purposes for different families.
神对不同的家庭有不同的目标。
And so you need to ask God for his wisdom.
所以你需要求神赐给你他的智慧。
Because raising a godly family is the fundamental thing of all Christian men and women.
因为对每一个基督徒的弟兄跟姐妹来讲，能够培养一个敬畏神的家庭是最基本的。
And there's nothing more important than raise a family that honor and glorify God.
在世界上没有任何事情比起培养一个荣耀主、赞美主的家庭更重要。
So I pray that God will give you that strength, inner strength to sustain you, especially mom and dad as well, that you were able to do your very best to nurture, to guide, to shepherd their hearts and to teach them.
所以我的祷告特别是为着妈妈也包括父亲们就是神赐给你们有这样内在的能力去牧养培育你们孩子的心。
May the Lord grant you grace to go to do all that you can for him and for his kingdom's sake.
求主赐给你能力让你能够为着你的家庭为着神的国度尽你最大的能力。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father God, we lift up our time to you this afternoon.
天父，我们把这段时间恭敬的仰望在你手里。
It is your time.
求你释放我的舌头。
Release your word to each one of us.
请你把你的话语释放在我们每一个人的心中。
May we open our hearts.
让我们能够打开我们的心门。
To receive your word.
能够接纳你所要说的
in obedience and in trust
好让我们能够信靠顺服
in Jesus name we pray
奉耶稣名求的
Amen.
Amen
什么是宣教呢？
What is mission?
到底宣教 要我们做些什么事？
And what are we required to do for mission?
上帝有没有更好的方法把他的心意来向我们表达呢？
Are there any better methods for God to reveal his heart to us?
在上帝的国度里面，我们发现宣教并不是最终的结果。
In the kingdom of God, we find that mission is actually not the ultimate goal or result.
宣教只是一个途径。
It's only a method.
一个途径。
A method to the end.
那么上帝的国度最终的目的是什么呢？
Then what is the ultimate goal for the kingdom of God?
到底神今天要把福音带给全世界上的人，到底最终的目的是什么？
What is God's ultimate purpose in bringing the gospel to the ends of the world?
我想我们可能一些知道，一些不知道。那一个最终的目的呢，就是敬拜神。
Maybe we know part of it or not another part of it, but the ultimate goal I need to tell you today is for all of us to worship God.
所以宣教帮助我们建立一群敬拜上帝的子民。
Therefore, mission is actually for us to build up a people who worship God.
它不是最终的结果。
That itself is not the ultimate end.
它只是一个途径。
It's just a method to the end.
所以当我们在寻找用怎么样的宣教的方式的时候，
Therefore, when we research into, when we look into, what kind of method should we, go about mission,
我们必须有神的智慧和恩典来帮助我们做一个有效率的宣教者。
We need God's wisdom and His grace to help us to be an effective missionary.
在这段的经文当中，我们看到主耶稣在会堂当中，他就拿起圣经来读了这一段宝贝的话语。
From the scripture we just read, we saw that Jesus entering into a synagogue and opening up the scriptures and starting to read from it.
你如果知道的话，这段的经文是取自以赛亚书第61章。
If you are aware of the scripture, then you will know that it came from Isaiah chapter 61.
如果你可以打开圣经来看以赛亚书第61章第一节的话，
If you start from Isaiah 61 verse 1,
我就读这一段的话给弟兄姐妹们来听，然后这位姐妹也会帮忙我们读。主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用高高我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的释放，被囚的处监牢。
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year.
第二节我是要，就是要读第二节，报告耶和华的恩年。
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
就是报告耶和华的喜年。
And that is talking about the year of Jubilee.
所以在这段经文当中，我要以这段短短的几段的经文当中来帮助我们思想神的宣教。
I'd like to use a few scriptures to help us to think about the mission of God.
那么首先
First of all,
在宣教，在传达上帝福音的信息的过程当中，我们必须要一个差遣者。
In mission, in sharing the gospel of God, first of all, we need a sender.
就是要有一个人从一个地方把上帝的信息带到另外一个地方。
It's actually, we need a person to bring the message of God from one place to another place.
那么在福音书当中，特别在路加福音里面来记载呢，我们看到上帝使用这个传福音者是谁呢？
And in the Gospels, especially in the Gospel of Luke, we can see clearly that who this messenger is.
那么在第十八节，路加这么说，主的灵在我的身上。
In verse 18, we read clearly that the Spirit of the Lord is on me.
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
所以在进行宣教的工作的时候，
Therefore, in going about mission,
我们要必须清楚神的呼召。
We need to understand, we need to be clear about the calling of God.
到底神的心意在哪里？
Where is God's heart right now?
到底神有没有叫我参与他的工作呢？
Is God actually calling me to participate in his work?
那么路加福音里面看到主的灵在主耶稣的身上。
In the Gospel of Luke, we see clearly that the Spirit of God is upon Lord Jesus himself.
那就是说上帝要使用耶稣来完成他所要完成的宣教的工作。
That is telling us that God is going to use Jesus to complete his work of mission.
在旧约的时候，
In the Old Testament,
当上帝要使用他的百姓、啊、他的、百姓来为他来行事的时候，
When God wants to use his people,
无论是祭司也好，
Regardless of whether they are the priests,
先知也好，
or prophets,
君王也好，
or kings,
神都用恩膏的方式来恩膏他的仆人。
God always uses anointment.
所以今天神要差派他的使者呢，这一个人他必须要有主的灵在他身上。
Therefore, today, whoever God is going to send, there must be the Spirit of God upon him.
他必须有主的灵在他身上来感动他。
He needs to be driven and motivated by the Spirit of God.
他必须带着神的心意来传达上帝宝贝的信息。
He needs to bring the gospel of God with the heart of God.
他必须顺服上帝对他的差派。
He needs to submit to the commissioning of God.
所以在主耶稣的一生当中，他顺服上帝在他身上的旨意。
Therefore, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ himself is submitting and obeying the will of God throughout his life.
在约翰福音里面我们读到耶稣道成肉身。
In the Gospel of John, we read that the Word became flesh.
耶稣必须成为人。
Jesus had to become a man.
他必须住在人群中间。
And to dwell among men.
他才能够把上帝的心意带给人。
In order to bring the heart of God to man.
如果他不道成肉身的话，
Without word becoming flesh,
他就没有办法把神的心意带进人群。
It would be impossible for it to bring the word of God into people.
所以在这里宣教的差遣者是谁呢？
So, who is the one, the messenger being sent for the gospel.
那个差遣者，差派他的人，那一个就是我们的神。
The sender is actually our God.
所以主耶稣说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我。
That is why Jesus Christ himself said that the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me.
耶稣非常的清楚，他参与宣教一个很重要的职分，不是他的工作而已。
Jesus was so clear that for him to be in the mission was not just of his own choice.
他顺服神在他身上宝贝的旨意。
It's actually for him obeying and submitting to the will of God upon his life.
当我们看到主耶稣在客西马尼园在祷告的时候，
When we read about Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
那么圣经说他的汗像血一般滴下来，从他的额头上滴在地上。
We can read that he was sweating and droplets of blood were coming out.
我们知道说他都跟上帝求说，主啊，你若许可的话，你把这一杯苦杯挪去吧。
And we read that he actually prayed to God for him to remove the cup if God be willing.
可是这苦杯神没有拿去。
But God did not remove the cup.
神没有听他的祷告。
God did not listen to his prayer or say yes to his prayer.
当他走出来的时候，他知道说他的时间已经到了。
When Jesus finished his prayer and stood up and came out, he knew his moment had come.
他知道说他的生命要为主完全的摆上。
He understood that he was to give up his life completely for God.
所以在宣教的工作里面，我们发现要顺服的神的心意才是整个宣教者最重要的一个部分。
Therefore, we see that in the work of mission, the most important part is for the messenger to obey the word of God, the will of God.
戴德生大家都知道。
I'm sure all of you would have known Hudson Taylor.
那么他在1853年9月的时候
In the month of September 1853,
那么他就从英国那里呢，他就离开了，往中国去。
He departed from the Great Britain to for China.
他那时候才21岁。
He was only 21 then.
可是他带着一种的兴奋和热忱要去做宣教。
But he came with such passion and such excitement.
他的父母亲是 James 跟 Amelia Taylor.
And his parents were James and Amelia Taylor.
他们两个都是卫理公会的牧师，师母。
And his father was actually a Wesleyan pastor.
他们生了这个戴德生的时候
，When Hudson was born,
他就向神祷告说
，And the father prayed to God.
神啊，让你使用他为中国来做事。
God, may you use this child of mine to work for China.
那么之后，当然戴德生成长的时候，他就信主了。
And throughout his childhood, and upbringing, Hudson actually gave his life to Christ.
那么在他的整个，他已经很清楚知道他要去中国做宣教。
And in him, he was so clear that he was to go to China.
但是在这个等待的期间，他就继续的读他的书。
But in the time of waiting, he continued to study.
他学习讲中文。
He learned how to speak Chinese.
他继续的读神的话语以及祷告。
And he continued to learn the word of God and learn how to pray.
那么就在1853年的那一年，他就抵达了上海。
And in the year 1853, he arrived in Shanghai.
当然，他那个时候也跟其他的宣教师一样，穿着洋人的衣服来到中国的土地上。
Like other missionaries, he dressed up with Western attire and arrived on the land of China.
但是他到中国的时候，他就选择用不一样的方式来跟他们一起相处。
But after he arrived in China, he decided to change himself in order to serve God.
他穿华人、中国人的衣服。
He started to wear Chang Sam.
然后他也留一条猪尾巴。
And then he started to grow a pigtail, a pigtail.
其实那时候是清朝时代的时候。
Because that is the Qing dynasty costume.
那么他的其他的宣教士的同工们不是很喜欢他。
And all his co-workers within the mission field did not like him.
他们有时候会排斥他。
And sometimes they will actually exclude him.
然后不管怎么样，他继续持守他对中国人的热忱。
But regardless of all that, he always held on to his passion for the Chinese people.
当时在他的宣教士的同工里面呢，他们好多人都跟英国人的商人很好。
Among his co-workers, they actually had a great relationship with the British merchants in China.
但是呢，戴德生就不花时间跟这一些的英国的商人在一起。
But Hudson Taylor did not spend much time building that relationship up.
他就到中国的一些的地方，就开始跟他们建立美好的关系。
He started to move around and live around the Chinese people to build up the relationship.
那么一直到有一次，当他的宣教的机构无法支持他的时候。
Until one time when his organization was unable to support him further.
所以在1857年的时候呢，他就离开那个宣教的团体，他自己就设立了自己的一个的宣教的机构。
And in the year 1857, he departed from the original mission organization and he started his own.
然后那一年他也结了婚。
And he got married that year.
然后从那时候开始，他就开始建立了这很著名的内地会，之后成为今天的 OMF.
And from then on, he founded Inland Mission, and then which became OMF of today.
他的工作在中国大陆是无法诉说的，太多了。
It's too much to account for about his work in China.
那么到他死的时候呢，他已经在那里建立了好多个的宣教站。
And he had already set up a lot of gospel points in China before he parted.
一个人有好的家庭背景。
A man with a good family upbringing.
一个人还可以留在英国过他的生活。
A man who was able to have a pretty good life.
一个人很可能有一个成功的将来。
And a man who's looking at a successful future.
为什么要到中国呢？
What would be the reason for such a person to go to China?
放下他的生活，来到一个地方，跟文化，跟人群，跟自己完全不一样。
And gave up everything that he had been familiar with, and to live among a people who is so foreign to him.
那你如果今天要有机会问戴德生的话，他会怎么回答呢？
What would you think his response would be if you had this opportunity to ask him today?
我猜想。
My guess would be.
他会告诉我们说
He's going to tell us,
这是我天父上帝的心意
This is the will of my Heavenly Father God.
今天我回应他的呼召来到中国来为我的神来传那美好的信息
And today I'm answering his call to come to China to preach the good news.
1905年戴德生就死了
And he died in the year 1905.
但是工作没有停止
But his workDid not stop there.
戴德生第二、第三，他们就一一的继续他爸爸跟他的祖父的工作。
Hudson Taylor the second, Hudson Taylor the third, continued the work of the father and the grandfather.
若不是上帝的恩膏
，without the anointment of God,
戴德生的工作就没有办法进行。
His work would not be able to continue on.
如果不是上帝的恩膏，戴德生已经离开他的宣教的工厂。
Without God's anointment, I'm quite sure Hudson Taylor would have left his mission field long ago.
但是就是因为有上帝的恩膏，今天我们看到上帝的宣教在中国已经传开了。
But it's because of the anointing of God that we can see his work being spread out in China.
所以现在第一点，我觉得大家必须要注意，就是当我们在参与宣教的时候，上帝是差遣者。
Therefore, we need to first understand the first and foremost that within the mission, God is the sender.
我们一定要问上帝，你的心意是什么
？We need to ask God what is His heart.
今天我觉得，教会要参与宣教实在是不容易。
For the church to participate in mission is not easy.
因为有太多的需要在外面。
Because when you look around, there are just too many needs.
有人觉得我们要做这个。
Some people feel, I have a heart for this particular work.
有人说我们要做这个。
And other people feel that we should be participating in the other work.
又有人说我们要到另外那个地方去。
And some will suggest that we should go to another place.
那我们要做什么呢？
So what are we to do?
我觉得当我们有不一样的看法或者是负担的时候
When we have different views, when we have different burdens
我们要一起的来祷告求神让我们看到上帝的心意特别是从 New Life 的角度来看神你今天要我们怎么样参与宣教
We need to pray together before God and ask for His will especially as a church, as New Life we need to seek what is the will of God for the whole church
因为神对每一个教会都有他独特的心意。
Because God has a unique purpose for each particular church.
以前我都会跟别人怎么做我们就跟。
And in the past, we're so used to following other people. Whatever people do, we'll do.
哦，那个东西很好，你应该要去参与。
When we hear others say that, oh, that is indeed a great work. We should come along.
日本也是很好，你们应该想办法来支持在日本的宣教士。
Japan is a really good mission field. We should support the missionaries in Japan.
有人说尼泊尔很好，我们应该到尼泊尔那里来为上帝来建立神的国度。
And some say, Nepal is a good place and we can see the work of God there we should support it there
我们要做什么呢
but what are we to do
这个答案要从神而来
this answer can only come from God
那么第二点
secondly
就是在这宣教里面有第二个很重要的元素
the second very important element in mission
这个元素就是福音的内容
which is the content of the gospel
没有福音的内容，我们就没有办法做到宣教这两个字。
Without the contents of the gospel, we will never actually be doing mission.
那我们基督徒宣教的内容是什么呢
？So what is the contents of our Christian mission?
路加福音告诉我们说，我们要传主的好消息给贫穷人。
Here in the Gospel of Luke, we were told that we are to preach the good news to the poor.
那么什么是好消息呢？
What is the good news?
好消息就是主耶稣带来我们新的生命。
The good news is Jesus Christ brings new life.
因为在我在宣教的整个的架构里面呢，没有主耶稣的信息的话，就没有任何的改变。
If you do not have the message of Jesus Christ within the structure of your mission, then you do not have the good news.
你如果把耶稣从我们的信息里面拿去的话，我们没有剩下任何的东西可以给别人。
If you exclude Jesus Christ from our message, then you actually do not have any good news to tell other people.
很可惜，今天有很多参与宣教的人，他们把耶稣的福音改了。
Yet today, sadly, many who are preaching the good news actually change the news.
把主耶稣福音稍微改一点，然后那边再放一些东西进去呢，那么希望别人听起来呢，就听得比较舒服一点。
They alter the good news so that it might sound better to other people.
但是却失去了这福音的大能。
And yet, that actually loses the great power of good news.
那么在这里，他说，他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
Here we read that because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor.
贫穷的人，这是第一个呢，对象。
So the first people to be reached are the poor.
要我们要想到这个信息呢，必须要针对某一群的人而发。
And we find that this message is targeted or pitched at these people.
那在第二段当中呢，他说耶稣也说差遣我报告被掳的得着释放。
And also proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
这贫穷人当然我们是指那些在经济上可能很缺乏的人。
And maybe the poor, we were talking about those who are financially poor.
但是在路加福音里面，他指出了人性人灵里的一种的破产。
But also we read from the Gospel of Luke that we can see people who are bankrupt in spirit.
当我们出去宣教的时候，当我们去传福音的时候，我们看到别人很贫穷。
When we go on mission, we see these poor people.
那不是说单单他们在生活上有需要。
That doesn't mean only the needy.
他们没有足够的饭或者是菜可以吃。
Who are actually living in poverty, have nothing, do not have enough food.
记得好多年前，当我们去缅甸短宣的时候呢，我们到过好多的地方。
I still remember in the past we went to Myanmar for short-term mission. We went to a few different places.
当我们到那一个学校的时候呢，校长就很热情的来款待我们当中20位的短宣者。
I still remember we went to this particular primary school and the headmaster was very hospitable in receiving about 20 of us on the short-term mission team.
那么我们就有一些比较特别的食物放在我们的桌子上面。
And when we had a meal, we could see that we have special food prepared for us on the, you know, team.
他有一道是 avocado 做的菜，实在是好吃。
I can still remember this particular avocado dish, which is really yummy.
但是我们分了好几张的桌子，我们分了好几张的桌子坐住啊。
But we are actually spread across a few tables.
那么另外的两张是他们自己的学校里面的人。
And we can see that there are two tables that are just the staff and people from the school.
但是他们吃的比我们简单的一半。
We can see that the food are actually half less than what is served us.
而且很简单。
Very simple as well.
我心里也很不舒服。
I really feel sad at my heart.
因为我们吃得很好，可是他们花了时间预备我们食物吃，可是他们自己吃得这么简单。
And we had such a good meal, and they spent so much effort in serving us, and yet they only had such simple food for themselves.
我们就问当事的人为什么这样子来预备我们。
So we ask the headmaster, we ask those who are in charge, why is that so?
他说你们来了，我们要将我们最好的摆上给你们。
And they told us, they explained to us that because you have come from afar to serve us, that's why we put on our best to serve you.
他说我们有这些食物，我们很感谢神了。
And they told us that they're very thankful for whatever simple food they have themselves.
不但如此，我记得在好多的聚会当中，虽然他们生活不是很所谓的很富有。
And not only that, I still remember in so many meetings, although those people are living in such a poor conditions.
可是他们灵里面有说不出满足的喜乐。
But I can see this joy overflowing in their heart, in their spirit.
那么这是之前一些宣教士跟短宣队到那里之后呢，把福音带给这些贫穷的人。
And that was because the missionaries who had come before us, bringing them the good news.
他们的经济的情况可能不是改变的太多。
Maybe there had not been a lot of changes in their finance.
对我们来说，他们还是很贫穷。
And in our eyes, they were still very poor.
可是他们的灵里一点贫穷都没有。
But we can see that their spirits are no longer poor.
反而他们灵里非常的富有。
And yet they're so rich in their spirit.
所以主耶稣说，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
And that is when Jesus said, for me to preach good news to the poor.
我们传福音是带给那些不但生活有需要的人，更是那些心灵需要主耶稣的人。
So we're to bring the good news not only to the needy, but also to those who need Jesus Christ in their heart, in their spirit.
那第二段就告诉我们说，那些被掳的得着释放。
And the second group of people we read is to proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
我们传福音的对象，宣教的对象，就是那一些被掳者捆绑的人。
So the second group of people of our targets are those who have been under bondage of the evil one.
人不能够使人得自由。
Man cannot give freedom to another man.
人也不能够让一个被掳者捆绑的人得着自由。
And man cannot release the bondage someone from the bondage of the evil one.
只有我们的神和他的真理。
But only God and His truth.
今天我们把福音带到一个地方的时候呢，我们就等于释放那里的人从罪恶当中把他们拯救出来。
So today, when we bring the good news to a place, that is the same as us releasing these people, bringing them freedom from the bondage of sin.
当他们被关进监牢的时候
，and it's like them being imprisoned.
那么你进来就打开监牢，他们从监牢里面走了出来。
Before and then you came into a prison, bringing the key, opening up the prison to allow them to be free.
从此他们有生命的自由了。
So now they have the freedom to live.
因为释放这两个就是他们重新得着真正的自由。
Freedom is true freedom.
今天福音到哪个地方，哪个地方就有自由。
Today, wherever the gospel reaches, there will be freedom.
如果大家知道 David Livingstone, 他是一个很著名在非洲的宣教士。
If you have heard of David Livingstone, you will know that he is a very famous missionary in Africa.
他在南非差不多有将近十年里面，他想做很多的事情。
And he spent about 10 years in South Africa, and he planned to do a lot.
他性格有点像戴德森宣教士。
And his character is quite like Hudson Taylor.
他也不喜欢跟那些西方人在一起。
And he did not like spending time with the Westerners as well.
花了好多时间跟那些群组的人，就是在南非、在非洲的一些的部落的人群生活在一起。
And yet he spent a lot of time living among the natives, among the tribal people in Africa.
他对他的宣教机构常常有不满的时候。
And when he had a complaint against his mission organization.
那么可是呢，他继续做他觉得要做的事情。
He still continue on with whatever he believed is the right thing to do.
在他的整个宣教旅程当中，他最大的贡献是什么呢？
Throughout his mission life, what is his greatest contribution?
他最大的一个贡献不单是把福音带到人群当中，他在很多的地方就设立了学校，帮助那一些土族的一个的一个所在。
And not only did he bring the gospel to wherever he went, he also built a lot of schools for the indigenous people.
他也寻找一条的路进到非洲里面很多地方人家不会去的地方。
And he also managed to chart a route into those parts of Africa where nobody has been before.
他差不多开了，根据历史说1500里的路进到非洲里面最难进去的地方。
And according to history, he probably charted about 1,500 miles into areas where nobody has reached before.
你进去那个地方，你可能重病，你可能被人打死，你任何的危险都有可能发生在他身上。
You know, in those areas, any kind of danger could happen. They could be chopping you up, or they could be eating you.
但是呢，他带着一个心。要把福音带给这些非洲的人群。
And yet, David Livingstone just had one mission, which is to bring the gospel to this people.
他去的地方就传福音给贫穷的人，他去的地方就那些被掳的就得着释放。
Wherever he went, those poor people will receive good news, and those under bondage will be free.
最后一点。
And finally.
那叫那受压制的，叫瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得着自由，报告神悦纳人的喜言。
And to and also the recovery of sight for the blind, and to release oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
上帝是差遣者。
God is the commissioner, the sender.
他给我们福音的信息。
He has handed over the message of the good news to us.
那么这些都是要释放人群来敬拜。
And these are to release people to worship.
那么在一个故事当中 ，Amy Carmichael， 你们都知道，他是去一个印度的一个的宣教士。
And I'm sure quite a few of you would have heard of Amy Carmichael, which is a missionary into India.
当她还小的时候，她是一个 Irish 长大的一个小女儿。她的眼，西方人总是有点喜欢有蓝色的眼睛，blue eyes 啊，我也喜欢 blue eyes， 可是除非放 contact lens 啊，不然就 black eyes 啊，不是 black eyes， brown eyes， 不是 black eyes。
我知道I'm sure that you have heard that she has grown up in Ireland, and as a Westerner or as a Caucasian, they actually prefer blue eyes to brown eyes.
可是上帝给她的就是 brown eyes， 就是那种褐色的眼睛。
But funny enough, she actually had brown eyes.
然后她就祷告说：“上帝啊，请你把我这个褐色的眼睛变成蓝色的眼睛。”
And she spent so much time praying to God, and you know, to give her or to change her eye color from blue to brown, from brown to blue.
但是上帝没有听她的祷告。
But of course, God did not answer her prayer.
她的一生里面，她的眼睛还是一样的颜色。
Regardless of how much she prayed, it's still the same color.
当然，我也很高兴，因为她颜色跟我眼睛的颜色是一样的。
And I'm happy also because she has the same eye color that as I have.
因为在 passport 里面，我的眼睛是 brown eyes.
在我的护照里面，我的眼睛，我的 my eyes are actually brown.
那么她什么时候想到外面来做宣教士呢？
At which point in her life did she think about being a missionary?
有一天她有个机会见到戴德森 Hudson Taylor.
One day she actually met Hudson Taylor.
那个当时戴德森就在那里传讲宣教的重要，宣教的信息。
At that time Hudson Taylor went to where she lived to talk about the importance of mission.
本来她是想去中国。
And after that, her heart was set on China.
但是呢，在就他就在日本的预备的时间的时候呢，上帝把他带到印度。
But while she was preparing herself, God actually brought her to India.
那么在他们生活当中，他越生活的时候呢，他越看到神给他看到的需要。
And the more she lived, or the longer she lived among the Indians, the more needs she can see among these people.
有时候她因为她皮肤比较白一点，她就放一些咖啡在她的皮肤上面，就是弄得比较黑一点，让她可以跟当地的人称姐妹了啊，不是称兄道弟，不称姐妹。
Because she was a Caucasian, she had fair skin, so sometimes she actually made up some coffee to put on her hands or face.In order to pretend to be closer to the Indians, to you know, get closer to the ladies.
当时他看到一个很重要的一个需要。
And she saw a very important need.
就是当时那些印度的家庭有小女儿。
And she saw many Indian families with little girls.
但是很多的家庭没有办法 照顾这些的小女孩。
And but yet, because the Indians are quite poor, they were unable to raise up the daughters.
他们就把她送去给那印度的庙里面来，就是交给他们来管理、来疗养他们的孩子。
And they would often send these daughters to the Hindu temple for them to be raised there.
当然进到印度这个庙的时候呢，当然那些祭司就可能一些不好的祭司就做一些对这些小女孩不利的事情。
And when these young girls were sent to the temples, the bad priests might be doing bad things to them.
几乎好像都没有好，就是也就是说对这些小女孩的报告几乎没有一个是好的报告。
And
all
those reports about these girls being sent to the temples were mostly bad reports.
那么 Amy 她呢看在眼里的时候呢，她心里很难过。
And after seeing so much of this, Amy was so sad in her heart.
因为当这些女孩子进入这些庙的时候呢，她们得不着自由了。
Because she could see that these girls, once they set foot in the temples, no longer would they have freedom.
她们的一生就卖给就是所谓当成他们里面的其中一个奴隶也好，雇佣的人也好，就是不能够离开那个庙。
It was almost like they became slaves to the temple. They would have no chance of leaving.
他的眼睛开了。
So her eyes were opened.
上帝说：“你要把这些的小女孩把她们救出来。”
God said to her, "You are to set these girls free."
那么他就余下的一生。就把他生命献在印度去找这些女孩一个一个的把她们拯救出来。
So the remaining years of her life she actually spent going to, into the temples to look for these girls one by one and setting them free.
1951年的时候她就离开世界。
And she passed away in the year 1951.
但是她成立了这个 Don Heaver Fellowship 就是这个团契。
And she set up a Don Heaver Fellowship.
那么这个团契就给予这些的印度的小女孩一个很安全的地方，可以生活，可以学习，可以成长。
And this fellowship actually became a safe haven for all these Indian young girls, to grow, to learn, and to be educated.
我相信这些女孩子长大的时候，她说：“这正是我们的神所定的禧年。”
I'm sure when these girls grow up one day, they will be able to say that indeed, this is the year of the Lord's favor.
当他们看到 Amy 把他们从这些的庙宇里面拿出来的时候呢，他们知道说他们得着了那生命的自由。
When they experience Amy setting them free from the temples, they experience true freedom in their life.
他们可以看到上帝真的悦纳他们。
They can see the Lord's favor upon their own life.
因为在这禧年里面，在以色列人的一个的风俗里面，就是在这禧年来到的时候呢，他们有欠债的还都把他们一一的取消了。
Because in the Jewish custom, in the tradition, in the year of Jubilee, all those who are in debt will be released from the debt.
如果你欠我7万块钱，到了这个Jubilee来禧年来的时候呢，就没了，我没欠你了。
So, according to God's law, if I owe you $70,000, as long as I wait until the year of the Jubilee, then I don't need to pay back 1 cent anymore.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我们看到宣教带来的是示范
，and we can see the setting free under the gospel.
我们把福音带给那贫穷的人
，and to bring the good news to the poor.
我们帮助那些受压制的得着真正的自由
and to release the oppressed in order to receive true freedom
让这些自由的人有机会来敬拜我们那又真又活的神
so that they have the opportunity to worship our true and living God
这就是宣教
and this is mission
今天求主帮助我们 New Life 这里的弟兄姐妹能够体会上帝的宣教的心肠
Today, we need to ask God to help every brother and sister of New Life to understand the heart of God in mission.
让我们有机会参与神重要的圣工。
And to allow us this opportunity to participate in this important holy work of God.
因为在天堂呢，没有宣教。
Because the, it, once we go to heaven, there will no longer be any mission.
宣教是现在。
It's only for now.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，请你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us all.
让我们能够回应你的呼召。
Allow us to respond to your calling.
成为一个宣扬你福音的人。
And to become a proclaimer of your gospel.
以致被压制的得自由。
So that those who are oppressed will receive freedom.
也瞎眼的得看见。
And those who are blind will be able to see.
贫穷的得饱足。
And those who are poor will be satisfied.
愿将一切一切的荣耀归给你。
May all glory be unto you.
奉耶稣名求。
All these we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.